Big fruits come. Very, very sweet. Cuckoos always take this and sing so sweet. Very delicious, very tasteful. If air comes and touches and plays with these creepers or the leaves, become so happy and do like this. They began to dance. And manjaris doing like this with happiness. This is the beauty of that creeper. But if creeper has no leaves, no that manjari, no fruits, no leaves, air will come and he will not play with that. And he will have no taste to play. So if we see any creeper playing with air, lips going there, dancing always, like, you know, people tree? People? I have not seen here, perhaps we have seen in Malaysia. Very dancing. If air little comes, then they begin to dance. And their heads being here and there. So this is the beauty of that creeper. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants to give the beauty of Radhika's Unnat Ujjwal Ras, not Ujjwal Ras. I think you have known something that I want to tell. Make a kirtan. Munindra Vinda Bandit. What is the beauty of that creeper? The creeper is Srimati Radhika herself. But what is the beauty? Sati. If there are no sati, no beauty at all. So Srimati Radhika always surrounded by gopis. You should know in this reference, prasanga mein kya?
Content.
That there are so four kinds of sati. Swapaksha, dipaksha, tatastha and shuddhi. Swapaksha means in the side of Srimati Radhika. The sakis of Radhika. The sakhi Chandravali and her all sakis are dipaksha. Dipaksha means opposite. And some are in middle. Natural. Tatastha.
Neutral.
And some are suhrida.
Friends.
Not swapaksha, not vipaksha, not tatastha. Sometimes so much nearer to Radhika, like friends. Then they are swapaksha, suhrid. And when they are nearer to Chandravali and other vipaksha, they are called tatastha. The tatastha of Srimati Radhika sakhis are called suhrid of
Chandravali.
Understand? If you want to know that thing, what is the meaning of Siya Shobha, beauty? Among these four, only Swapaksha are also of four kinds. Sakhi, Nitya Sakhi, Pran Sakhi, Narma Sakhi, Priya Narma Sakhi, five kinds. Five. Sakhi of Radhika, but sometimes some including towards Krishna. Inclination towards Radhika. But always they have tendency to serve jugal. They are not tatastha, suhrida or vipaksha. They are swapaksha. But even inclination something to Krishna. Then they are like Sakhi, and they are called Dhanishta and all others. When they have some inclination towards Srimati Radhika and very near dear to Radhika, they are Priyanarman Sakhi and Param Prishti Sakhi, like Lalita Adishaka and all Chitra. And when solely inclination towards Radhika, without Radhika they cannot live. The life soul, Radhika is life and soul of all these Nitya Sakhi and Prana. Among Nitya Sakhi, Prana Sakhi are prominent like Rup Manjari, Rasi Manjari, all. They always serve Srimati Radhika. If Krishna is defeated by Srimati Radhika, they are overjoyed and clapping. And if Krishna defeats Radhika, then some problems come. They do like this. But Lalita may laugh and enjoy, but there will be somewhat problems. So these are always being with Radhika. All time, Lalita and Vishakha and that Sakhi, they will not enter in the Kunj where Radha and Krishna are there. But these Sakhi, Manjari, can enter at any time and they can serve their path or freedom for that. They will hesitate, Lalita, Vishakha and Sakhi this. But they will not. They can do any seva at any time. So their beauty, if Krishna is meeting with them, they are testing the same thing, being far away. But everything they are testing. They have no need to meet Krishna at all. So these are called Manjari. These are the beauty of Radhika. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu have come to give this mood of these gopis. He should not expect more than this. Not more than this. They cannot be like Lalita, Vishakha or all others. Only they can have these things. But it is not a very little thing. It is unnat ujjwala ras. Sattad ichhamayi. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given this thing through Harinam Sankirtan and he has tested the unnat ujjwala ras, the three moods of Radhika. So if anyone has these things, these modes of Manjari, he can taste the beauty, the sweetness of his float sound or anything of Krishna. And if we have no such frame and all these things, we cannot. We cannot. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has merciful come to give these things. Before these, Sakharas, Dasharas, and Vatsalya has been given something. Madhvacharya, Ramanuja and all have given Goda Devi of Ramanujacharya. They have given all these things. But these things, see, of Svabhakti Sriyam, Unnat Ujjal Mood has never been given before. So long when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came first time with Bhakti. So it is so highest thing. If anyone has some taste, some greed, by reading Chaitanya Charitamrita, by hearing all these things, a little greed, then he will give up his everything in the Lord's feet of his Gurudev, his Siksha Guru, his devotee, and will try to collect something material. Krishna Bhavita Bhakti. भाविता मति क्रियताम कुतोपि यदि लभ्यते तत्र लम ललम मूल्यम एकलम जन्म कोटि सुकृतम. I will explain more clearly tomorrow. My doctor is also telling I should obey him. Should not speak more because it will make me problem. So Sankirtan. Lalita came in the shape of Swarup Damodar. Vishakha came in the shape of Raya Ramananda. All the associates of Krishna came in the shape of male form. Some very little in the shape of female. Oh, give me to chant. Look over Krishna, whether he is playing part, my part.
Is it correct? I have heard it explained that Gadadhar Pandit Prabhu is Srimati Radhika, but because Krishna stole her kanti and her bhav, she is
not
what is remaining after.
Taking the mood and golden beauty, but still he was golden beauty, Gadadhar Pandit, and still he has everything. Krishna can take her mood and beauty, follow him. He will be tadatma in that. But Radhika mood will be always with her. If fire is tadatma in iron, but separately fires everywhere, and it has its all qualities. Understand what I am going to tell?
That when
fire, some fire is going into iron and becoming
iron,
so
light fire.
But so fire remains separately, and it has all the attributes and qualities in fire. So Radhika, Krishna taking the mood and beauty of Radhika, but still Radhika has everything. Purnam adaha, purnam idam, purnat purnam udhuchyate, purnasya purnam adaya
unamim udhuchyate.
We are very little part, so if anything is taken out, then it remains so partly, but not in Krishna.
It says that the soul is not all pervading, or in Paramatma. But when the devotee attracted to the Lila of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and also in Krishna, it says somewhere in the scripture that the soul can be simultaneously in two camps. So how is it, if you're not all-pervading, how does it become on a spiritual platform, became all-pervading? But it can be simultaneously in Mahaprabhu's camp and simultaneously in Krishna's camp.
This is the Krishna mercy.
Krishna's mercy.
A special mercy. He can do anything and he makes it. It is no harm.
No harm.
Like Nanda Baba. You know how many there are Nanda Babas? Can you count?
I know one.
One.
Yes.
But you know that there are lakhs and lakhs of Brahmans.
Yes.
So in lakhs and lakhs Brahmans, some of them lakhs and lakhs Brahman. Krishna pastime is
going
as a circle. And everywhere there is Braja. So in Braj, each Braj
Nanda Baba, Yashoda, are separate locks. And
it comes from the same manifestation or different
like Krishna becomes so many, mm-hmm. all their
associates expand.
Expand.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
that's amazing. I never heard this
so. Mm-hmm. So Jeev also can be. Mm-hmm. No heart. Mm-hmm. If he is worshipping both, doing aradhana to both, mm-hmm. then he may have two shapes, three shapes, black shapes, no heart.
So is it done by his personal manifestation or that it's able to expand?
Expansion also, it may be Kaivyuha. Mm-hmm. Like when Krishna descends here in this world, even that time Krishna is playing in Golok Vrindavan. Mm-hmm. No harm. Mm-hmm. No empty.
Never stop. Danilo never stops.
Playing there, he comes here. Mm-hmm. But all his steps are true.
Mm-hmm. Krishna never leaves Vrindavan, always. And those who live is in Vrindavan.
That Vrindavan. Mm-hmm. That Vrindavan, this Vrindavan, both.
Gurudev, you said that Krishna took the Kansi in Bhav of Radharani. He said that Krishna stole the Kansi in Bhav of mm-hmm. Radharani. Did he steal or did he take it?
It is not anywhere written that he stole. Mm-hmm. He took. No. And no harm, you are telling, stolen. But I think that he must have begged.
Radharani gave him.
No, he begged.
He begged.
Krishna. Like a beggar.
Beggar.
That I am a beggar. Uh-huh. Please give me for 2 days your base mood. Uh-huh. Actually, in this days in Braja he was playing his pastime for only 10 years. Mm-hmm. No? Only 10 years. In 10 years there was boyhood and pauganda. So only for 5-6 years Krishna was in Braja. Mm-hmm. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in this world only for 48 years. Mm-hmm. In 48 years, 24 years, he was in his house. Mm-hmm. At that time, no need of taking his mood off. So for only 24 years, mm-hmm. he took back the mood of Radhika. Mm-hmm. And actually, for Golok Vrindavan, these 24 hours is not even a
moment
also. Mm-hmm. So for momentary he begged mm-hmm. from Srimati Radhika, mm-hmm. and for a moment she gave his mood.
Well, I read somewhere that when Krishna was saying to the gopis that I cannot, indebted to you, I cannot repay, so I will come and glorify your glories. And Radharani said, and I will roll myself on the ground. Huh? And Radharani said to him that I will not allow you, and I shall cover your body with my own bodily complexion. I read something.
It is not anywhere written, but explanation.
Explanation, yes, this explanation is there.
Yes. No heart.
What is Mahaprabhu's mood in Golok Vrindavan? Is he not in the mood of Radhika there?
What?
In Shweta Drishnava, he's in Golok Vrindavan.
Yes.
What is the mood of
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu?
There.
Same mood. Eternally he plays like Krishna plays in Vrindavan. He plays with all his associates for ever. From there he descends to this world.
Lord Nityananda broke Lord Chaitanya's Dandabhanga. What is the significance?
What?
But the significance of breaking the Danda, Lord Nityananda.
Huh?
Lord Nityananda breaking Danda of Mahaprabhu, Danda Bhanga Lila. What is the significance of this?
Why?
Govind Bhakat can explain why Nityananda Prabhu broke his Danda.
I cannot explain.
Huh? try.
Yeah? To show the world that actually his incarnation Mahaprabhu is here.
Can you?
I have forgotten the actual explanation. It was explained by... Well,
it may be explained in so many ways. Yeah. What he told also one reason that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is ocean of rush. Why he should
carry down
this bamboo, dry bamboo. So he broke down. But why he broke into three pieces only?
Because he came for the three reasons, three desires he had.
Three desires and also
three.
In Kali Yuga, one Dandi Sannyasi is opposite to Bhakti. So, he broke into three and made three Dandi. We should try to engage our mind, body and tongue always in the service of Krishna. Brahmachari should also do. Householder also do. Male panel, all devotees should do. By tan, man, bachan.
Mind,
word,
direction.
Yes, service should be. But we see that Brahmacharis and males and householders cannot do it wholly and fully. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that we should engage our mind, soul, mind, tongue and body fully, giving up all things, material. And he took the danda. The theory was that we accept Shaktina, and Jiva, three, Bhakta, Bhakti, Bhagavan. Also, Shakti, Ananda. Aradhana, Aradha, Aradhana. Prem, Premaspad, Prem. This is called Triputi. Shankar tells that there is no Triputi in God. That is Brahma. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu cut his all arguments and told that Krishna is Shaktiman, Radha is Shakti, and we souls are devotees. So we should accept three. And I will do, I will do, I will do. Three times. So three danda. Narayan is worshipped in the shape of danda, three danda. That is why we take three tulsi, not two or one. If I are taking two, then it means that we are adopting the theories of Madhvacharya. Only bhed. If you are only taking one, that it means that we are adopting the theory of Shankara. So we must take three here, also three danda, everything. Okay. Birthday of Vishnu Priya Devi. She is the embodiment of Prema Bhakti. All the devotees at the time of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they like to honor Vishnu Priya Devi. Though he was like Saptabhama, incarnation of Saptabhama of Dwarkapuri, he has come to Gaur Lila in Nadiya Nodi, and she is the incarnation of Saptabhama and first wife of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lakshmi Priya is the incarnation of Rukmini Devi, manifestation of Rukmini Devi. When this Lakshmi Priya left this world, she was merged into Vishnu Priya Devi. Perhaps you know that how she was merged in the devotional services. At first, when Lakshmi Priya Devi left this world, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu preaching in East Bengal, she was so much feeling separation for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that my Pandit, she could not tolerate, and he left his body. After that, Satima was feeling so much that wife of my son has gone. She wanted that a new wife should come, but equally beautiful to Nimai. He was so beautiful and he was so much qualified. So any girl should be taken who should be very immersed in devotional activities and very much beautiful and having so many qualities. She was going to Delhi to take bath in Ganges, very near us, Delhi he used to see that a very beautiful girl of 16 or 17 going Delhi to Ganges. At the same time when Ma Sachi was going to take bath, with so honor for Ganges, so honor for Krishna, after taking bath he used to worship Krishna there and used to touch the feet of Sachi Mata Devi. Daily he used to touch. So much honor for Sachi Devi. So seeing and coming in contact, she thought that it will be very better that this girl is married to my Nimai. So he told, expressed this idea to any Brahmin named Sanatan Arjuna. Sanatan. And he was like a, he used to do these things.
is Vali.
Married
Mekan. There are married Mekan persons. Like called like Purohi. In India they are called like Purohi. All go to them and tell that my son is to be married, my daughter is to marry, and they help him. By seeing they are counting their Rashi, astrological thing, and everything. And if they allow, and they will tell to their father and margin and guardians, they will certainly follow their words. So this Sanatana Prabhu went there. He was like Gargacharya of Krishna. So he went to that, the father of and mother of Vishnu Priya Devi. They never expected that. A very beautiful and very qualified in whole Bengal or India will have such a husband for our girls. They at once became so glad and they accepted this offer. And very near the date was fixed for marriage. Very rich persons at that time in Navdev town. When he heard that Nimai Pandit is going to be married, he told that whole expense of marriage I will bear. Because he is my Shiksha Guru. He was learning some Sanskrit from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his boyhood time. So now he became so rich and he told that I will bear the expenses of whole thing. So beautiful marriage party. Went to marry. Very good festival and everything was done. Very beautiful and qualityful, qualified. Vishnu Priya Devi came in the house of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When they sat together, unparalleled, beautiful, and all became happy. Whole Navdeep came, all ladies and gentlemen came and they blessed them. In the meantime, Mahaprabhu went to Gaya and he changed his all modes, crying, weeping, rolling down on the earth, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. He had no talk with Vishnu Priya. But Vishnu Priya always starting from far away by cooking, by giving all the things which are helpful for him. But only that, he was not in his conscious Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, out of senses, always bitterly crying. When he returned from Gaya, he stopped to teach in his school. His school was stopped. He told that I don't know any meaning of any sutra, word, or anything except Krishna. I see that all words denote Krishna. And when he used to see any words, he began to cry. Krishna always came in his mind. If he any cow, he began to weep loudly. He used to remember Krishna, cow herding. If he used to see anything resembling to Vrindavan, even flowers, cuckoos, peacocks, Ganges, he thinks that it is Yamuna flowing. So he was always crying bitterly for Krishna. Where you Krishna? Otherwise my breast will worn and torn. I cannot
leave without it. So he was changing this. So in the night he used to go to Shiva Sangam. They are chanting, remembering and kirtaning so much whole night with bhakti. And when coming here in the courtyard of his mother, he began spelling separation from Krishna. Sometimes he used to remember the cow grazing, sometimes playing with goats, playing with gopis, so many things. So Vishnupriya has not a moment time to meet and to be familiar and talking and all this. So it went on 3-4 years like this. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made up his mind that I must give up worldly things. My beloved wife, mother, everything I should give. Even I will have to give Navadvip Dham, so many friends and scholars and all others. If I am here, then I cannot do my things to sprinkle Krishna prema to whole world, and I cannot taste my three wishes. And I see here, living here, the inhabitants of nowadays are quarreling with me. They cannot understand my mood. When I'm what mood, they cannot realize. Sometimes a new teacher can, or a student, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was moving in very deep thought of pleasure, and at that time he was thinking that Krishna is so cheater and he is naughty, he tells lie, he kills gopi. So he, at that day he was thinking that, oh, I have lost connection with Krishna, but better if I have connection with gopis, because he gives so many problems to gopis. So he was doing gopi, 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 emerging in Braj Bhav, gopi Bhav. But that student could not understand. He said, why were they telling gopi, gopi, gopi? Why not Krishna, Krishna, Krishna? Where in Shastra it has been written that you should repeat or you should chant gopi, gopi, gopi? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu thought that, oh, he is sometimes something inclined towards Krishna. He is the Krishna Pakshiya. And he took a stick, very mota wala, very thick, and he ran after that person. Oh, he ran away so quickly, telling that, I will see you. I have come to your home and that is why you are so strong and going to beat me. I have done nothing against you and yet you are doing like so. So I will go and make a party of students and will attack you and give a good lesson. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu thought that I have come to taking all these sufferings of whole jivas and they are making offenses to me, so I should not give this chance. I came to remove all the suffering, sorrow and to engage them in Krishna service, but I am doing against, so I should give up all these things, whole Navadi, my wife, my children, my home and everything, so that they will afterwards sometime they will be favorable to me. And then they will think that, oh, all the kings, all these nagar persons are coming in the lotus feet of this Nimai Pandit. Then they will realize, oh, he has so quality.
Now he is in the renounce order. A sannyasi should be think to be like Krishna, Narayan. So they'll anyhow do pranam to me. And then they will be out of offense. But this was only artificial and outward reason. But main reason was that if I'm not giving up all these things, how can I test three wishes? How can I take the mode of Radhika? And how can I give whole world Krishna prem if I am as a householder always binded in householder duties? I cannot. That is why he made up his mind that tomorrow in the midnight I will cross the Yamuna, Ganga, and I will go to Kantak Nagari, and there I will take renounce order, sannyas. And then I will go to Vrindavan. I will never be in Navadvipa or anywhere. I will go in same Vrindavan where I can meet Krishna. This decision was kept so secret. But anyhow, four friends of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu meet. Anyhow. That was Nityananda Prabhu, Chandrasekhar Acharya, Gadadhar Pandit, and anyone. When he was going to take sannyas, in the evening he went to meet of all the villagers in Navadvipa, all these learned persons, all the devotees, all were honoring him. They were not imagining that even today he will give up all these things and will go to take renounce order. Nothing to have take suggestion from anyone. It depends on the heart of devotee. What should I do for Krishna? Whether I should be in this worldly family as a person of family, other or I have to take renounce order. It depends on the strongness of him. If anyone has first impression, he can take it. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made up his mind very strongly that tomorrow in the night I will give up the whole world. Vishnu Priya couldn't amaze him, but he was knowing, knew that he only has love for Krishna. And being in the same home, always telling separation and separation. Sometimes Chaitanya Mahaprabhu calling Krishna, Krishna, where you are, and used to fall on the ground. But she could not help. She could not take in his arms. Only Nityananda Prabhu sometimes used to take in his arms. Otherwise not. So living together but feeling some separation, no talk in day and night, morning, evening. Vishnu Priya always thinking, always remembering him. Always in the mood of serving. Sometimes he began to weep when mother Sati used to console. Last day she was going to take bath in Ganges, and she got a injury in the feet, sometimes knocked down. No? And see, some blood came out. She was thinking that for 4 years, more than 12 years, I'm going to Delhi to Ganges. Never I felt like so. Why? Today something wrong. When he was bathing, the same nose ring went in the Ganges. she searched so much but
could not find. Now he was letting her head with her. What will she do? I don't. She began to weep. Waiting, she returned to Maya Sakhi Devi and told all this and he began to weep in sitting in the lap of Vishnu Priya Sakina. She tried to console but could not console. She began to weep herself, Sakina. So both were weeping. When it became night, Nimai Pandit was today so happy, so happy. He took some garland, he took some betel nets and decorated himself his very beautiful hair, curved hair. Thank so much to Vishnu Priya Devi that Vishnu Priya Devi could not imagine. In 4 years I have not received any but today why? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu decorated his hair, her hair with his own hands, very beautifully he said. And he gave some flowers and garland in it. Yes. Made so beautiful, gave betel nets and today very affectionately talking so many things. But she was weeping in her heart that is, this is the last. Why he is affectioning me so much? It is a very strange thing. If the lamp is going to be extinguished.